Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today we are going to delve into a topic that is of utmost importance to our health and well-being, yet often overlooked: the importance of iron in our diet and plant-based sources to consider. Iron is a crucial mineral that our bodies need for many functions. It's a key component of hemoglobin, a protein in our red blood cells that carries oxygen from our lungs to the rest of our body. Without enough iron, our bodies can't produce enough healthy oxygen-carrying red blood cells, leading to iron deficiency anemia. Symptoms of iron deficiency anemia include fatigue, weakness, pale skin, chest pain, dizziness, cold hands and feet, and brittle nails. But iron does more than just help transport oxygen. It's also essential for growth and development, especially during childhood and pregnancy. It supports our immune system, helps our cells function properly, and even plays a role in converting food into energy. Now let's talk about dietary iron. There are two types of iron we get from food, heme and non-heme. Heme iron comes from animal sources like meat, poultry, and fish. Non-heme iron, on the other hand, comes from plant sources. Our bodies absorb heme iron more easily, but that doesn't mean we can't get enough iron from plant-based sources. In fact, there are many iron-rich plant foods that can help us meet our daily iron needs. First on the list are legumes. Lentils, chickpeas, beans, peas, and soybeans are all excellent sources of iron. A cup of cooked lentils, for example, provides about 37% of the daily value for iron. These foods are also high in fiber, protein, and other nutrients, making them a great addition to any diet. Next are nuts and seeds. Pumpkin, sesame, hemp, and flax seeds are among the highest in iron, as well as cashews, pine nuts, and sunflower seeds. These foods also provide healthy fats, protein, and various other nutrients. Whole grains are another good source of iron. Quinoa, oats, brown rice, and whole wheat bread can all contribute to your iron intake. Quinoa, in particular, is one of the few plant foods that's a complete protein, meaning it provides all the essential amino acids your body needs. Dark leafy greens like spinach, kale, and Swiss chard are also high in iron. Plus, they're a great source of vitamin C, which can help increase iron absorption. Other plant-based sources of iron include tofu, tempeh, baked potatoes, mushrooms, palm hearts, and fortified foods like cereals and plant milks. Now, it's important to note that the absorption of non-heme iron is influenced by other dietary factors. As I mentioned earlier, vitamin C can enhance iron absorption. So try to include foods high in vitamin C in your meals, like bell peppers, strawberries, oranges, and kiwis. On the other hand, certain substances can inhibit iron absorption, like the tannins in tea and coffee, and the phytates in some whole grains and legumes. So it's a good idea to avoid drinking tea or coffee with your meals, and to soak, sprout, or ferment your grains and legumes to reduce their phytate content. In conclusion, iron is a vital nutrient that we all need for optimal health. And while it's often associated with meat, there are plenty of plant-based sources that can help us meet our iron needs. So, whether you're a vegetarian, a vegan, or just trying to eat more plant-based foods, I hope this episode has given you some ideas on how to include more iron in your diet. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Remember, your health is your wealth, and making small changes to your diet can make a big difference. Until next time, stay healthy and keep learning.